Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
My way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Give us a call in and join the conversation at 928-854-KNTR. Or you can text us in at 928-727-5566. I'm here today with Marissa June, our producer, Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator, Paul Lavoie, the operations manager, is in the house as well, and Jim Chaney, my co-host.
Well, hi there. Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful St. Patrick's Day here.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. I love the green and the flashing necklace. He's all teched out. Well, I'm going to get there. I'm a late arrival on green today, but I will before the corned beef and cabbage start slinging out the restaurant.
You did not wake up and take your Lucky Charms and have them with green beer?
I did not. I drank coffee in a Spider-Man cup.
Have you ever had Lucky Charms with green beer?
Never.
Iowa City tradition.
Iowa City?
Yes, you go in there in the morning, you eat your Lucky Charms with your green beer, and you're off to a good day.
Wow. Well, I learned another thing on the show today.
There you go. Never can tell here.
You never can tell. Yep. Dr. Paul. You guys recognize that voice? Dr. Paul is back in the house.
Yep.
Our favorite left-leaning clinical psychologist. He's a clinical psychologist. I don't know if you knew that, Doc.
I've heard that.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, doctor.
Yeah.
He studies people.
I'm a used to be. You understand that?
Used to be.
I'm not licensed anymore.
Oh, yes.
I'm kind of a used to be.
Used to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Left leaning. Ooh, I kind of like that.
Yes, left leaning.
I keep on saying I'm a moderate.
A moderate?
Nobody believes me.
A moderate. I thought moderate was for conservatives.
Moderate, independent, non-affiliated, right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. That's what I am.
You can be affiliated.
Not in Idaho.
Oh. Idaho's his other. He's a snowbird.
Idaho?
Yeah.
You're a snowbird?
Yeah.
You're a vandal?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You were a vandal?
No, I didn't go to school there. I did some postdoctorate stuff there. But I'm not a... that's not where I got my degrees from.
My high school had vandals, but they were a punk rock group.
Where was... where was your high school?
Fountain Valley High.
All right.
That's in California, not Arizona.
Sounds Californian.
It's also Colorado. Turns out there's one there. Yet we digress.
Hmm.
We do.
And here we go, doctor.
Yes.
You know, in Idaho, it is referred to as non-affiliated rather than independent. And you don't get the privilege of being able to associate too much with Republicans or Democrats. You can't go to either primary or vote prematurely or vote for candidates. You've got to stay out until the last minute. And then you got to switch in and say, okay, I'm
you know, and some people don't understand that principle. Is that you get you have a party affiliation, you're in the party, you get invited to the party. If
right.
you want to come right. to our party, you have to join our group.
Right.
And then you're in the group. Otherwise, your primary's because you're a moderate.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to join the party, you don't get to go to the party. That's crashing the party. And you don't get to vote against or for their person because your personal views don't match their standards of conduct.
If you're in the middle, can you vote for either side?
No.
I didn't.
Not until the main election.
Right, until the main election. Yeah, he's right about that.
Unless you're in California and then they have this jungle primary and then everybody gets to vote.
See, what I don't like about that...
The jungle primary?
Is something like this. I'd love to go to both parties and just have a say. You know, I just want to be there. I want to listen. I want to ask some good questions. I want to have a say in who the nominee is going to be. And I usually go for the moderate. They usually say, will you stop with these extreme politicians? And number one question is always something like, are they a partisan politician? If they're partisan, I don't want to talk to them. If they really feel like it's my side against the other side, it's us against us good guys against the bad guys, no way, Jose.
You know, Paul, Abraham Lincoln used to say, how can they say my policy is wrong when my policy is to have no policy?
Okay.
Okay, which is kind of what you're saying. Well, if you gotta have a horse in the race, right?
We got a caller.
You got to have a horse in the race.
I got a horse.
Good morning, caller. You're live on Common Ground.
Good morning. This is Jeannie Kench. How are you?
Good morning, Jeannie. So they're tax assessor.
Hi, Jeannie.
Yes, but I did want to say that as an independent, even though independent is not a party, you are able to choose from one party or the or any party at the primary. Mm-hmm. So you could choose. You can't do both. You can't just say, well, I want this Democrat and this Republican, but you can choose. So when they said you can't vote to the very end, that's not actually right.
Okay, well, thanks. So. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, at that point,
you know that.
At that point, though, when you say, okay, I want to vote in the Republican primary, you don't get to vote in the Democrat Party.
Right.
At that point, you're in the Republican primary, which is what I was saying.
Correct, but you're... Yeah. But you still get to vote.
But
then, and also another misunderstanding mm-hmm. is because independent really isn't a party, it's PND, party not determined. That's actually the real declaration of it. You are not determining a party. And right now there is a bunch of stuff going on because they wanted to create an independent party.
Yeah.
It's not an independent party right now. It's a PND, or what we call independent.
Right.
Just enough confusion to let your hair on fire.
Right.
Yeah. How can you have a party when you call yourself independent? That's contrary to the name of the group.
Right.
Agree.
Yes.
That's why that's ridiculous that it's even going in front of court. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There has been an independent party in the past, though, right?
Like
I don't know about Arizona.
Party?
It would, as a matter of fact, one of the presidents, I think it was Roosevelt or something, ran as an independent, as I remember.
Really?
The Bull Party.
Right.
Bull Party.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, we have, Libertarian, the Green Party. I think there's 10 people in that. We have a couple other parties.
Now, wait a second.
It's a small party.
But,
very exclusive.
Yeah, there are other parties, but not just Democrat and Republican. But
right.
independent is exactly like you said, is what it is. I'm independent from any party.
Yeah. And that's state by state, Jeannie, right?
Yes,
okay.
It is. Yes,
see,
this is Arizona.
I don't have the honor of voting here in Arizona. I'm from another state.
So we could use your vote.
So we're considered non-affiliated is where I end up showing up until the last minute, until the primary.
Right.
But what you bring up good points. I appreciate you calling in and clarifying those things.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Have a great day,
you
everyone.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
You asked me a question before she called in. I forget what it was. You asked me something.
You lost me on the bowl thing. I went right back to the bowl head thing. So I.
And we can't let that out.
No, we're not.
Said bowl.
Yeah, it is.
Some quick cross promotion. And I'm sure Paul's going to do a story. We're not going to tell you what it is. But it has to do with the bull in Bullhead City.
Okay.
And
we will
there's
wait
a little
for
something
that.
Going on with that bull that's been going on and nobody knew.
So, yeah.
I found out and it's
it is a great story.
It's a great story. It's a love story. It's a oops story. It's a wow. Can't believe this actually happened story.
Yeah.
But
all right.
I guess we were going to talk
about... Yes, let's talk about some serious stuff here now,
okay.
Like the war that's happening
all right.
and the sleeper cells. For those of you who don't know, sleeper cells is actually a group of people waiting, lying in wait, which is terrifying to me. Of all of the things that are going on, that one scares me because of the open borders that we had for so long and the possibility of sleeper cells just all across our country.
By sleeper cells, do you mean like kind of like sleeper agents? They're placed here by other countries.
Yes, that's what that is. I looked it up because
I never heard that word before.
See,
so I had
see, that's why I'm telling the yep. public. Because when I heard the first time I heard sleeper cells, I thought it was a weapon. So I looked it up, and in a way, it is a weapon. But it's people. It's a group of
people
that are hiding, waiting okay. for a certain.
And it's not necessarily a government. It could be a religion.
Yes, it could be. It could be terrorists.
Now, I've never read the Quran, but I am of the understanding, Quran readers, feel free to jump in on this, that it's actually in the Quran that for them, you know, it's okay for them to lie to get their way. In so many ways. You smile to the enemy's face and you pacify them, and then when they're not looking, smack, you 9/11 them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a concern that they are here. Now, a week ago, this story started to break about possibly having drones off the coast of California. Now, they're saying that's not been verified. Yeah, somebody rumored somebody wanted to do that, but we don't know that there are any drones in a boat off the coast of California.
Right. We don't know. We don't know. And how would we know? You know, people coming in across the... a border without undocumentation. Good morning. Welcome to Common Ground.
Can you turn your radio down in the background?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yep. There we go.
Yes. I want to follow up on Jeannie's call that, you know, she said you can vote, you can pick which party you want to vote in the primary, and you can vote in that party specifically, but that does not allow you to vote in more than one party. And that's what I kind of believe is messed up with the system.
Hmm.
Because now, if I'm going to vote for a Republican judge in one area, but I really wanted to look at another area of the ballot and vote for a Democrat, I'm now no longer allowed to do that. So they may get my ballot with only one or two selections for that party, when if there was an all-party ballot, I would have voted for a lot of people.
That's what the general election is for, and not the primary.
Right.
The general has all of them.
The primary is what gets everybody to that general election. So by cutting people that have to vote in a party, you're limiting what the voter's capacity to vote is.
Hmm.
Is this Larry?
Yeah, it is.
So I'm a registered independent.
Oh, good.
And
good.
I don't say I'm an independent party. I say I'm an independent.
Right.
And Jim and I have argued on Facebook because I am such an independent. But and we love each other, by the way.
Long time.
Long time. Yeah. And so I just think that at some point in time, I'm hoping that Elon Musk does.
It's not Musk. It's Musk.
Yeah,
I caught that, Larry.
Oh, thank you.
I woke up early this morning.
He does something with the idea of creating a national independent party.
Don't you see, Larry, that if you have an independent party, that now it's a party and it's no longer independent and it's a contradiction of terms?
That's true.
Well, maybe he doesn't call it independent party. He calls it independent minds or whatever, you know. And it's funny because too many times
then you wouldn't join a party if you had an independent mind.
Sure. But I have one.
And you want a party.
You know, what if you're an American first? And what you wanted to basically say, I'm going to vote what's best for America, and you pick and chose.
So
you
when
do
you
that,
sit
you
down
do
with
that,
it,
the,
yeah.
You do that,
any,
the final election.
Any
yeah.
party person that you know that's a Republican or Democrat, sometimes they will talk and offer an opinion on another point of view. So it's almost as if everybody who's in a party can often become an independent in their thinking and their speaking.
Yeah. Caller, can I make a comment, and you tell me if you agree with this or not?
Sure.
Can you? Yeah. I'm going to put forward to my friends here that my basic proposition is going to be that we're all brainwashed. You know, that we're all kind of under the influence, if you will, by the major political parties. And right now, it doesn't seem to me like many are putting really America first. whenever I hear about a politician, it's usually about either me, or my party. And, you know, the days of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill going out for a beer and saying, listen, we're going to put America first, and whatever we need to do to compromise to put it first, that's what we're going to do. I don't hear that much anymore. What I hear is just real proprietary kind of language, and it's very sad to me, because I think we're just being brainwashed. That's all it's just a bunch of stuff that you choose to listen to or not listen to. If you want a successful program, you don't try to go in the middle. You try to get people pissed off about something. That's the forte that you use, and people believe it.
I agree 100%.
Well, thank you so much for your call. We got to take a break here.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Have a great day, Larry.
Too. See you, Larry.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right, and just while we're on the subject, this actually wasn't our original subject. We're going to wrap this up with our text we just got in. What is each party willing to give up? I guess they mean to get this closer to working for America again. What do you think each party needs to give up?
Yeah, I'll answer that first. Can I go?
Are we on the air? To a break? Or?
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I'm willing to give up is listening to partisan media. If somebody gets paid to get me to feel a certain kind of a way, to keep me pissed off or keep me irate or prove how right I am, I don't care if they're on the right or the left, I'm going to give up listening to them. I want mainstream, just give me the facts. You know, I want a media. And the problem's not the media. The problem is who I listen to. And I'm so tired of people just listening to something and thinking they've got the truth now, you know, because they heard it on fill in the blank. So would I be willing to give up?
So you're a psychiatrist, and you're talking about people.
Psychologist.
Psychologist.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you're not a medical doctor, right?
Right.
Okay. So, but you study how people think and
how they react.
So,
exactly.
Recently, in full disclosure, I do Uber and Lyft, and I picked up a lady by the side of the road, and she's going up to Kingman, and she... As soon as she gets in my truck, she starts breathing into a napkin. I'm like, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm really nauseated right now. I can't talk. And she continues to do this. I'm like, well, don't, you know, throw up in my truck.
Right.
I roll down the window.
Yeah.
And we're headed up to Kingman.
Okay.
After she stops her hyperventilation, she says to me, well, my father was in the military, and he got put on the national, the terror watch list. And when they do that, they put the whole family on the terror watch list.
Okay.
And so I'm on the terror watch list, and it's really difficult to get off. And there's some really sadistic people in the government, and they send nauseam signals, and they just sent one to me. Okay? At that point, I know she's not talking in reality. But she has her reality.
It's real to her. She feels like she's going to throw up. She's hyperventilating.
I know there's nobody in our government sending her nauseam signals.
Right.
Okay? For my safety, I just kind of nod my head and agree with her until we get up to Kingman.
Hmm.
Okay, but she believes what she believes, and there's not a damn thing I can tell her to change her mind.
So your question or point about that would be what?
Well... Is she brainwashed? You're talking about truth. Well, that's her truth. It's not real, but she believes it.
Okay, you need to take a break?
Yeah,
okay.
We gotta go.
All right.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, what you got?
All right, we're going to give a shout-out to our sponsors that makes this show possible, starting with Blonzy Steakhouse. Mouthwatering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills.
Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in-store today. Just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Celebrating 40 years of doing it right by folks one happy driver at a time. Off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive.
All right, thank you, Marissa. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, Needles, and 106.7 right here in Lake Havasu City. All right, let's get back to the actual topic of the show today. We've steered off a little bit. Dr. Paul.
Yeah.
Lobbing bombs in Iran.
Right. I'm against it.
What?
I'm against it.
The end of forever wars. I don't know. There's a lot of people on all of the sides that are having issues with this.
Yes.
Now, the other countries, have all released statements. I don't know if you guys have seen those.
Uh-huh.
Even Italy, who's like a big Trump supporter, said that it was outside the scope of international law, that they weren't going to get involved. China, yeah, we're not going to.
Almost all countries.
Yeah, Japan, we don't really want to. The UAE,
right.
The UK, they've all now sent statements because, you know, this is this because of the
general category. I heard, not to interrupt you.
Yeah.
But the general category I hear them say is that it's a war of choice.
Right.
This is not something to protect America. This is a war of choice.
And it just didn't seem necessary.
No.
Like, why now?
I agree.
Why now? Like, why? Other than the Epstein files being released, which is, you know, why now?
There was no better time since they took our hostages back in 78 to do this. And one thing that a lot of people may not have thought through, when you start looking at the defense of the United States of America and the mainland, there is a point of attack that some people might not consider. A lot of people, they talk about, oh, we've got Russian planes flying over Alaska, flying up to Alaska, up to our border. They're concerned about that. Well, the Russians could come in on the East Coast. Well, we had an enemy down there in Argentina that had fighter jets. And if we got caught sleeping, like at Pearl Harbor, they could fly right in to New Orleans and Houston and cut off all that grain coming down the Mississippi River and feeding the world. And then you have Russia. But now the Argentine, that portion of the attack is gone. Okay? We took care of it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Freedom, basically. Gave them freedom. So that's not a threat. You've got Russia tied up with the Ukraine, doing better in that war than I think any of us thought. A lot of people, I think, thought that war would be over in a couple of weeks. This military action is not going to be over in a couple of weeks. I have a friend who went to the... If he went any higher in the military-industrial complex, he would have been the CEO of the largest military contractor in the United States, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He explained it to me a few years ago down in San Diego visiting in the most simple of terms. When we went to Kuwait, we had a little war. When we went to Iraq, we had a war. When we go to work with Iran, then we have a great big war, okay? And that's pretty simple. And this is not going to happen overnight. That's my concern, okay? It's not going to be easy peasy. And, you know, while we're talking, we've wiped out all of their stuff, they're still shooting off drones.
So we haven't wiped it all off then.
Now, to say that they were not going to threaten us, then you can pick up a story, and they are shooting, they shot 1,000 some odd
missiles.
Drones?
Or
drones?
Yeah.
Okay, these are not defensive drones. They were built to attack, and they were going to attack somebody, and they've been chanting death to America. They've been giving us all they can for years.
Can I ask you a question about that? When would that end? The whole world has weapons. Everybody has drones now. Everybody has missiles. You can pretty well assume that. A good number of countries have nuclear weapons. If you basically said, I'm going to annihilate anybody who might be a threat to me, and declared war...
That's exactly what these guys in Iran have been saying. That's exactly what they've been saying. And I'm going to... I think anybody listening knows right where you were going. You just said
okay.
What you wanted to say, we're saying.
You lost me there.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have to... We are going to have to destroy their leadership, their organization, their military ability, because they are not going to stop until it's gone.
So are you going to go after everybody?
No, I'm going to go after Iran, exactly where we've been going. And all these people who want to rush into the building and say Allah Akbar and start killing Americans. These are the ones that must die, because it's their mission in life to kill us. They are the ones who want the women in their hijabs. They don't want to see their face. They can't handle it. And then the next thing you know, they have a gay Ayatollah.
Let me play a yes boat with you there. Iran was never at a less point to do us harm than they were a couple of weeks ago. They had an elderly Khomeini character that was on the verge of death. They had a lot of dissent. They had a lot of people that wanted to topple that government. Internally, they were pretty much ready to fall apart. We got involved when we absolutely had no reason to get involved. There was no threat to us. So they had weapons. Everybody's got weapons. If we're going to annihilate them, we might as well annihilate everybody else in the world or have some pretense to be able
you
to do that.
You don't see that they were ready and had enough nuclear material and bragging that they had. Let's say they didn't even have it.
There was
but
no
they
evidence
no,
that.
They said they have enough nuke to make, within a couple of weeks, 11 nuclear bombs.
What happened?
And they want to use them to kill you.
What happened?
So that's a threat to you.
What happened a month ago? What happened a month ago in Iran?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that happened. They had a breakfast. You've got a restaurant.
Yeah.
They had 40, 45, 50 people coming in there. They got them to come together for breakfast. And they weren't even serving bacon.
What?
And they got them to come in. They didn't have sausage either. I wouldn't show up.
I can't believe that.
I just heard Paul laugh from the front desk.
They didn't even have bacon?
No, and they showed up for breakfast
Let me remind you what happened a month ago or so, right?
Okay.
We basically went in, and what our president told us is I pretty much have declared that they're nuclear free now. I've taken care of this big problem they had. Don't worry about it. We are just heroes because we've taken care of their nuclear armaments. Aren't we proud? Aren't we safe? Aren't we good? That was about a month ago.
Well, I think it was more than
like,
a month
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it was like
about a month ago. Let's not get big picky.
Well,
it's
this
about
has
a month
been going
ago.
On 2 months, 2 weeks,
yeah.
Right? 2 weeks?
Yeah, but shortly before then.
Right.
Since the breakfast.
We had already gone in there. We've gone into 7 countries and bombed them during the Trump regime. 7 countries, basically with this proactive, we're going to do you harm before you do us harm. When does that end? And does
I'd be happy if it didn't.
Evidently.
You know, I mean, if they're out to do you harm, take them out. And they've been wanting to do harm for us since 1978.
So scary.
They killed all our Marines in Lebanon.
Yeah.
They're getting what they've asked for. They stood there and said, death to America. We want you all dead. We're building nuclear weapons. We're going to take care of that.
So if there's any crazy people there saying that you've got to annihilate them because you feel like the whole country is a threat to us?
Yeah.
When you have factions there that are anti-American are also anti-everybody.
All right, folks, we're going to cut to a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.753. You can text in at 928-727-5566 or call in 928-854-5687. Marissa?
All right, we're going to give a shout-out to the last of our sponsors, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron, full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal in what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Go for the barbecue, stay because you're locked in a staring contest with a propane barrel pig named Hank the Tank. Slow smoked meats, big flavors, and a mascot that raises questions no one wants answered. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Eat well, don't ask Hank anything. Behind the cigar bar, that's always a tongue twister for me, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. Parker's Collision Center. Locally world famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center at 10479 Brockman Road in Mojave Valley. And our newest sponsor, Perfectly Pressed Cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be perfect. Perfectly Pressed Cleaners handles it all. Dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door. Shirts, suits, bedding, the whole pile, handled fresh. Clean, perfectly pressed. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard North. And right now, delivery is only $10 across the tri-state.
Awesome. Thank you. And also, three of our sponsors are also locations for your chance to win a four-day pass to Country Thunder. Enter today at Martin Swanee Kingman, Annie's Thrift Store, and Trailside Firearms. Visit them in person for more details.
I went to Stubby's, and those people do not skimp.
They do not
skimp. Man, that sandwich was huge. The corn was juicy, and the barbecue beans were tasty.
Love Stubby's.
They were sweet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you two were discussing during the commercial we had about Dr. Paul said that he was willing to give up mainstream propaganda.
What are you actually willing to give up? You know, like what in your position, were you flexible? Because there's no sense having common ground if you have one side that basically says, I won't give up anything. If you're going to listen to the same old stuff, you're going to get brainwashed by the same old stuff. You're under the influence of the same old stuff. Just limited information. That says this is what this is the worst possible scenario. We're going to keep you afraid. These people are out to get us. That's all you're listening to. Things are not going to change. I told you I'm willing to, you know, from my side, give up listening to what you would call liberal or democratic or something.
Where do you get most of your news from? What's your main, like, the channel that you normally
watch? I've got one main channel, and I love it.
What is it?
YouTube TV.
Oh.
It's not YouTube TV. It's YouTube regular.
Right.
And I can scroll, and I can get everything from the BBC to anybody I want to listen
yeah.
to.
And so BBC and who? Who do you watch? Once you're in there,
are you watching?
You know, they have icons there, and they basically say, here's the comment on such and such. And so that's what I scroll. Let me listen to what David Muir has to say. He's ABC. But what I do is I graze, and I try to get information, and I turn the damn thing off, and I say to myself, I've had enough of this nonsense. And then what I do is try to find something that's mainstream. That's where I try to go. If I can find something. And ironically, usually it's closer to what we would call, some would call fake TV. You know, the ABC, CBS, whatever. Why? Because they'll get sued if they put out lies. If you have other opinion shows that put out a lot of this garbage, they're not going to get sued, or very, very, very seldom get sued. But if ABC, for example, says about Trump, you know, he's a rapist and he's actually guilty of sexual assault or the allegations are that way, they'll get sued because it isn't right. Now, if you go to partisan TV, they're going to basically drop a whole bunch of allegations about all kinds of crazy stuff. And you've got no recourse aside from if you're listening to that, you're going to believe it. And if you hear it all day long, which a lot of my friends do, you'll get that attitude that the whole world's out to get us.
So I asked the question, yeah. You know, why now?
Jim
gave his response. Yeah. Why now for you? What do you think? Why now?
There's no reason we should have got his policy, talking about Trump, his policy he promised us when he was running, and I told you in here, I'm rooting for him. I want to believe that he knows what he's doing. he said his policy was no foreign wars, no foreign interventions. We're going to deal with domestic policies. And I'm going to deal with, on the first day, I get in there, lower prices. We're going to clean up a certain things. We're going to get rid of just the criminals, not everybody. We're going to just the criminals.
He never said not everyone. He said first we're going after the criminals.
Right. Now, okay. Basically what we do is we live in a police society that you know, ICE is pretty much rampant, is the way I see it.
Well, isn't that their job to defend this country?
They're not defending.
What if ICE was going in specifically looking for terrorists? Looking at the big picture, and now that we've determined what sleeper cells are and that they are real, that there are clusters of people from all different places around the globe that are anti-America, death to America, possibly living in our country,
right.
And ICE was targeting those people.
We don't need ICE, Melissa. We got all kinds of law enforcement to do this kind of stuff. We got militaries, we got police, we got sheriffs, CIAs, we got more police than we could ever need to take care of this kind of thing.
So you think like Havasu City Police could find a thing of a cluster of terrorists and
if there
take
were
them
terrorists
out,
that were silly enough to be here, it would be dealt with. They're not here. These problems.
How do you know that though? Because they pretend that they're regular folks. They have kids in school. They blend in with society and they stay under the radar until they get the signal.
We live within a society that until you commit a crime or you say you're going to commit a crime, you're not guilty of anything. You know, you can't automatically assume that they're out there because somebody says they're out there.
So in your world, threats are legal?
It depends how specific they are.
So threats are illegal. It is illegal in America to threaten people.
I think that's the same thing. No, I think if I threatened to boycott your store or something, if I didn't want to go to her restaurant or something like that, and I said blah 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 blah, then I made some. I don't. That threat
okay.
was not.
So
enough.
Since 1978,
if
these Iranians. Since 1978, these Iranians have been shouting "Death to America," "Allah Akbar." We're going to make this. This isn't a war about our country; it's a war about our religion, and we want to kill each and every one of you capitalist mothers over there in the United States. Okay, we want you all dead. Okay, if I said that to you, I could go to jail.
If it was
right?
specific. If it was specific.
Yeah, well,
and you had some
are you
to
saying
do
this
it?
Stuff in, that they've been shouting
no,
in
oh,
Iran
no,
isn't
specific.
Specific?
It isn't.
They're saying the
no.
United States. We
they
want the United
never,
States.
They were never less likely to hurt us than they were a month ago. The nuclear kinds of things were already neutralized. They basically were in shambles. If they weren't getting along with their neighbors, their whole situation was collapsing. We went in and basically,
and
ironically, what's happening is they're in a better position now because they're getting backed by other
Who?
Folks in the Middle East.
Who?
Well, nobody.
Not
nobody
one
wants
of them.
To. Nobody want. Everybody's like, this is not my monkey.
Well,
I don't want. They, I don't
they
wanna,
yeah, none of our allies want to get involved.
Right,
period.
Right. Right.
But anybody
Germany
else that
even.
Anybody else that we've attacked is basically, you know, looking and saying, boy, if the United States will attack Venezuela and they'll attack all these other countries, what about us? So we're never, you know, like right now, we're the big bullies, the way I see
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
We are the big bullies with no reason for that to happen.
We
got
a couple.
Protector.
We got a couple texts in
All
here.
All right.
This one's to you, Dr. Paul. It says, your guest is speaking about ICE as its police state. I think he's failing to recall that the Democratic governors, sheriffs, and those in power would have simply cooperated with ICE and handed over the criminals from the jails. They wouldn't have to be out on patrol, so maybe they need to look in the mirror a little bit. I'm pretty sure he has no solution on how to get rid of all of these illegals that the Democrats led into the country.
Okay, can I respond to the first part of that?
Yeah.
Nobody has gotten rid of more illegals in this country than Obama.
Right, the deporter
Nobody.
In chief. Right.
But
yeah.
you got to let
That's
them
true.
In to kick them out.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And when they were let in before, they were better.
I think what's
bedded.
Happening is that, you know, you're connecting illegals with criminals. when we spoke about getting rid of criminals, you know, that seemed like was real logical. And when it comes to, you know, people that are a threat to the United States, I certainly agree with that. I don't agree that anybody who even looks suspicious, basically, they lose their rights until they're sent away by ICE, and really they don't have any rights. We ignore the Constitution, in my opinion. We ignore, because we're ignoring the rule of law. We got laws in this country. And I hear and hear all the time, my friends will say, let's go to the Constitution. Well, the Constitution talks about the rule of law. It says you're innocent until you're proven guilty. We've got procedures for dealing with these things.
Do you think that Iran needed a regime change?
I was hoping they would have a regime change. I think it's worse now. I think the son, I know they took out a couple more today. The son sounds like he was more dangerous than the father. So I think what we've got is worse than what we had.
Oof.
Exact opposite. His son is more of what you were talking about, I think.
So we have another text here, and it's about that subject. It said, can we all agree on regime change in Iran? Iran's record on the rights of women's, gays, or anyone differing opinions from the supreme leader is tortured and executed. Can we have common ground on regime change?
Well, you know, when I went to the swap meet on Sunday, they had this thing, and all I can tell you is what it said. It was in a Republican booth, and it basically said something like this. Do you think the people of Iran should be free? And I had a bunch, they had a, you know, like a little calculator thing. Yeah, everybody thinks they should be free. To me, the question is something like this. What are you willing and wanting to do to free those people? Do we have the right to go in there and fight that battle for them? Do we have the right to regime change because we want to see a change? I don't think we do. And I don't think we don't have any end game in mind. We don't know exactly what we want.
I think we know exactly what we want, and what we want is not to have any nukes. We want the regime change. We want them to communicate and cooperate with the rest of the community. We don't need them bombing somebody else's boat coming through the Strait of Hormuz. We want them to be credible and decent human beings, and that's very difficult when your religion
doesn't. Right, so you're going to annihilate them, right?
Yeah, baby.
We got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Real quick for today in music history. Today in 1967, the Jimi Hendrix Experience released Purple Haze in the UK. And then the U.S. release was later, June 19th. We'll be right back in a few. Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free.
All right. Well, back to the show. So during the break, we were talking a little bit about, why now? Why now? I still don't feel like I've gotten a solid answer to that on why now. I guess President Trump's probably the only one that could really answer that question. There might be stuff that we don't know. There may have been bigger threats, like you're saying, that we are not aware of why the urgency of right now.
There really isn't a good answer to that.
To why now?
Yeah. Compromised. What my friend is saying is something like this. Because somebody made a threat 20 years ago or 15 years ago or whatever, and there was a regime that was crazy.
Threat?
That basically what we should do is take everybody out. Why tolerate what you can eliminate?
Threat? Yeah. They kidnapped a bunch of Americans and held them in our embassy. They blew up a barracks in Lebanon. These are not threats. These are actions. And we didn't have a president with the, we'll say, gumption come after them. And now we do.
Trump has a lot of advisors. Charlie Kirk was an advisor, a friend of his, that really stood up against the war.
Against
Iran. He did not want Trump to go to war.
Right.
I have to wonder.
It's a gamble. Like I was saying, my buddy in the industry, yeah, it's a big war. And we need to be careful. People keep wanting to say we're in a war, and we are technically not in a war. And when it becomes a war, if we declare war, there are things that people are saying that's going to get them in a lot of trouble. Could get them thrown in jail because they're aiding and abetting the enemy.
Operation Epic Fury, not a war?
It's technically not a war. It is not a declared war. It's a military action. And yeah. When we are at war...
And if you believe that, I got something I want to sell you.
Now you want to joke and say, it's a war?
Yeah.
It's not a declared war.
Who declares
what
war?
Congress.
Congress
has to say...
That's why it's not
war.
A war. That's because he didn't go to Congress.
Because he did not go to Congress.
No, he completely, the rule of law has been subjugated. It's been...
He brought a group of them together and said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. He said, and then, you know, you don't go and give away your
plan. So what
plan.
You got there, what's the difference between that and a dictator? That's what a dictator does. That's what a fascist does.
This show is not long enough.
All right, with about only a minute left, what's your guys' common ground today?
That Iran needed a regime change. We all agree on that, right, Dr. Paul?
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll agree to that.
They did need a regime change. We all agree on that.
And we can't determine what that's going to be. They're going to have to determine what that's going to
be. Who's
and
so be the far, boss of Iran now?
So far, it's a disaster. The son is worse than the father. The father was on death's door before this whole thing happened. Now we got a son who is absolutely freaking crazy. And we got a populace that actually is more dangerous than they were.
Probably wants some vengeance.
And he's a guy who's totally against gay rights, and apparently he's gay.
Oh.
That's what they're saying, a relationship with, like, the tutor in the school.
Hmm. Like Emmanuel
Macron. A family tutor. Yeah, who could believe
interesting.
It?
Interesting. All right.
Anyway, guys, what I hope we do is get back to the rule of law, get back to a democracy, get back to putting our heads together to solve problems, not to be against each other. That's what I'm hoping we do.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Paul. We'll see you next week on Common Ground.
All right, and stay tuned to KNCR Talk. We will have District 2 County Supervisor Rich Lettman on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.